In Park City, school closing for snow days is decided by the superintendent, usually in the very early hours of the morning. Park City School Board President Andrew Kaplan said it's up to parents to decide if they want their kids to go to school even when it hasn't been canceled due to weather. He said the protocol is the superintendent, transportation director, and business administrator make the decision to close due to safety. Kaplan said the Friday storm last week was also the start of a long holiday weekend, and with the fresh snow on Thursday night into Friday morning, it may have encouraged more students to skip school and go powder skiing.
You know, when there is heavy storms, that it's the parents' option whether or not to bring their children to school late or keep them at home if they don't believe that they're safe. So from that perspective, it's, you know, we're trying to offer as much flexibility while keeping our schools open.
High school principal Roger Arbabi told KPCW attendance on Friday was less than 50%. A little over 800 students are enrolled at Treasure Mountain Junior High, and they had about 200 absences in the morning. Absences swelled to about 350 by the end of the day.
There's a combination of things that happened. You know, parents didn't feel comfortable about sending their kids to school. That was one of them. But I think the big main thing was actually the night before. I was actually at an ice hockey game, and they told me that there were a lot of kiddos that were actually thinking about taking a powder day, which is a new phenomenon for me. So they were planning on going skiing that day.
He said all the high school teachers made it in and they were able to conduct class. Kids with excused absences will have to make up the work.
We had coverage on for all of our teachers. All of our teachers did make it up. There were a couple that got in a little bit late, but we had, you know, everybody checked around to make sure that we had coverage. The message that we sent to the teachers is we need to conduct class. And those students who are excused obviously can make the work up. But I think that that's going to have to be something we're going to fine-tune a little bit more when this situation arises in the future. We just need to make sure that the teachers continue with the lessons and not just make it a lost day for those, you know, for that 46% that were here. That's going to be something that we have to focus on.
School District Transportation Director Richard Eddington told KPCW they use GPS to track every bus, and most delivered students to school within 5 to 10 minutes of the scheduled arrival times.
Our slowest bus was 37 minutes late, and that's using the GPS that we track all the buses with. They were 37 minutes late dropping off at Ecker. Every bus was between 5 and 15 minutes late just because there's so much traffic and cars that you can't move in the snow, and so the buses get kind of stacked up behind the cars. 248 was horrible, and 224 wasn't too much better. But we did have one bus get stuck up in Summit Park on Friday morning, and other buses kind of jumped in and helped cover her parts of her route where, since she was, it took some time to get her unstuck.
Eddington said they're looking at an app that would allow parents and students to track their bus in live time on the same GPS system the transportation department uses.
We've been discussing that with the superintendent and others here the last couple of months, saying, hey, this is something we can look into doing. And we've actually gone through the request for information on who's interested in which apps are the best. And now we're down to picking the best one and getting it set up to go, actually getting to the point where we might actually have it by the end of this year and running smoothly by the time next year begins, if all goes well.
KPCW contacted Superintendent Jill Gilday for comment on school closing procedure. She was unavailable. Park City School District's snow day procedure will be posted on kpcw.org along with this report. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.